We have to preach this Jesus and this cross. Because when we are separated from God, Jesus knows the pain of what it feels like to be separated. There is an emptiness when you're separated from God. There is a restlessness when you're separated from God. There is a hopelessness when you're separated from God. There is a darkness when you're separated from God. And Jesus knows all too well what man goes through in his separation from our Heavenly Father.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
From that motive and say, God is good. Or better yet, if you look at in Houston, Texas, where my nephew was in Houston, I don't know, called it MD Anderson, and across the street is St. Luke. You wouldn't want to complain if you go to those two hospitals. When they got children at the age of 4 and 5 years old fighting for their lives, you would refrain from saying, God is not good. I don't know no man like Jesus. He's a friend to the friends. He's a bridge over troubled waters. And he's also a doctor in a sick room. And what is it to you, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Salam, or whatever you want to call him? He said that they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And I don't know about you this morning, but I just want to worship him for what he has done. Even though I'm lacking in a lot of things, but I want to worship him this morning and praise him for what he has done in my life. And I want to tell him, thank him while I got the blood running warm in my veins. It don't take a whole lot to get me cranked up anyway, because we walk by faith and not by sight. When I think about the Sunday school lessons this morning, in the book of Romans, the Bible says, while we were yet in sin, Christ died for the ungodly. And I know that we have sinned and fallen short. And I know this morning you have a lot on your mind. And I know this morning that you don't know what to do sometime during the week when you hear this or when you heard that. All this so bad news we hear every day of our lives. But yet and still, we are still in our right mind. We're still walking and driving our cars and got a little food in our iceboxes and got some air conditioning in our cars. That's enough to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. If you look in the chapter, John, right, the Bible said they had kept the Passover that was instituted in the book of Exodus. The Bible said that Jesus the Son of the Living God. He had heard about the Passover because it lasted 7 days. And it was the Sabbath day that he showed up. He might not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. And I don't know a God like him that early in the morning he's walking the walk. Or early in the morning while you even got up before your children to try to talk to them about the trials and tribulations and all the setbacks that you have been and how you trying to fight this and fight that and fight this and fight that. Yet and still, God will listen to your petition. He might not answer your petition, but he's there. I know because the Bible says, I never leave you nor forsake you. And God, with his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, they cannot lie. When Jesus tells you something, you better write it on your calendar. Here in this chapter, you will see that it was a lot of people there. But they also had some sick people there. And if you look in the scripture, the Bible said that in verse 1, after that, there was a feast of the Jews. And we know that Jesus was a born Jew. We know that Jesus came as a Jew. He could have came as a Gentile. He could have came out there, but he came to his own first. But they didn't receive him. Because if you look back a few days ago, the Bible says he came unto his own. And his own received him not. The Bible says in John 1:17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came. Good God Almighty, somebody was here. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I don't know what you think of this morning, but I know that whatever happened to this old body is in the hands of God. And when you're in God's hands, you're going to be all right. So let's not hold you. As I look, the Bible said in verse 2 of chapter 5 of the book of St. John, it said, now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool. And that pool wasn't a pool of people that was jumping in out the water, swimming and doing diving bowls and making all kind of curves and showing off. That pool was a pool for people that were sick. And every now and then the angel would come along and whoever would step in the water would get healed. But as I look at Jesus, he don't need nobody to help him. I know that a lot of people are lying in funeral homes today. And some of us think that that's the end of it. That's only the beginning in the book of Revelations. Because we got another life after this life. But that life is better than this life. Even though we're not ready to go on that time. But that life is better than this life. Because John writes in Revelation, he says, no more crying. No more pain. The former things are passed away. And all things become new. John also writes and says, I saw a dove for his bride, heaven coming down to earth. And he said, I began to look at a number which was 144. But as I look again, there was a number, glory, that I couldn't even make. God Almighty. Ain't God good? Says, in Hebrew tongue, there were five porches. It was pretty because it was left from the building of Solomon, David's son. And anytime God is dwelling somewhere, it's going to be holy and it's going to be beautified. And this was the place where the sick people would get healed at. But I thank God today that I don't have to get in no pool to get healed. All I got to do is say, Lord, I lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Bible says in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness there. I got to read it here. And they that dwell therein. He says, lift up your eyes, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. For the King of glory shall come in. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? All this week we have been dealing with the devil and dealing with this and dealing with that, but yet we still know that the Lord is good because he brought us to the house of worship. And that's enough to say thank the Lord for. Because I heard Brother Timothy Wright say, I'm on my way to my father's house. Well, there are many mentions. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Even though we got mentions down here, but church, it ain't like a mention over on the other side. Because my Bible says the streets are paved with gold. And then not only that, the walls are jasper. And not only that, there are going to be some beautiful water down Main Street. I don't know what made me get on that, but I'm just trying to help someone right here in this house of worship with what you're going through. I know somebody got a heavy heart this morning, even in this situation right here. I know somebody has got a heavy heart, and they're wondering, y'all, is you going to come to their rescue? Well, I'm trying to tell you, he knows your every sitting up. He know your downfalls. He know what you're thinking even right now while you're thinking. He know what you're going to be thinking about 5 o'clock this evening. He know where you're going to be at 5 o'clock this evening. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says, I'm A and I'm Z. There's no man before me, neither shall there be after me. So let's forget that. As I look, the Bible says, they was waiting for the moving of the water. But the angel, it said, went down at a certain season. And when the angel would get in the water started making some medicine for the sick folks. And some of these sick folks had a little money with them. But you see, when you got money, that's one thing. But when you got an illness, that's another thing. As the doctor told me the other day, he said, you got insides like a baby. I don't need to check you no more. He went on to somebody else because God, when God got his hand on somebody, when God is in the midst and dwelling on the inside of somebody's body, you better leave it alone. God is powerful. And he got all power in his hands. I'm here to help you to tell you this morning that you need to keep your hands in God's unchained. I hear people say that, but how do I do that? I got to get my book, and I got to get down in the book and look, blot out all this old mess that I'm hearing, and blot out all this sickness, and they say, Lord, I need you to help me to run this race, because my faith has got a little weak right now, and I need you to let me run on and see what the end gonna be. Help me somebody. As I hurry, unless I tell you, to know what it said. It said, for an angel went down at a certain season. And not only did, but he entered into that pool. Now, I don't know if the pool had blue water, white water. I don't know what color the water was. So, you know, swimming pools have chlorine in it. Am I right? But I don't know what was in the water. All I know that when he went down, the Bible says he troubled the water. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, it's a funny thing when God is in something, yeah. It don't be the same. Uh-huh. When God is dwelling in your house, or when God is trying to tell you something on your job, you don't be the same. Your minds and your thoughts have forgot all about that old mess you're in, and you're thinking about something that is more better and more positive, and that is the Word of God. You see, the Word of God will soothe your troubles. The Word of God will take you from him to another place where you even think you would be. And in the 5th chapter of the book of John, the Bible said in this 5th chapter that there were some important folks. There were people that were blind and they was needing to be healed. And there were also some people that were sick of palsy and all this other. They say that. But I know that these people are hurting and they are waiting and wanting to be healed. But they had to wait on the angel. Oh, Lord. But as I look in the scriptures, the Bible said, whosoever, and that's us, Jesus said, whosoever come unto me, in no wise I leave you the same as you came. You may be a drug user, but you come to Jesus just as you are. You may be a whoremonger, but if you come to Jesus, he will fix you. If you come to Jesus as a liar or a backbiter, he knows how to take it from you. And you can say, after all this I've been through, I still have joy. Because the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I didn't feel like preaching today, but when I just think about the goodness of God, and I started saying, yeah, we can have prayer going, but when I just think about how he has kept you and I from out of ICU, how he has kept you from the jailhouse, how he has kept me and you from the funeral home, how he has kept you in perfect peace, how he has let you go wherever you want to go, I've got to tell the Lord, thank him in my purpose. Because when praises goes up, blessings come down. Oh yeah, I hear the song say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lest I hold you too long, the Bible says in verse 4 of chapter 5, it says, whosoever would then first step in and get in the water, then, it says, first, after the troubling of the water, the step in was made who? Whole. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I need to be made whole today. And not only do I need to be made whole, but I need God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost to fix me for worship. You see, it's something about Jesus that makes me want to cry when ain't nobody even doing me nothing wrong. When my money done got strange, I can still say, God, art is good. Because I know as long as I'm paying my tithes, and as long as I'm trying to do what God said, and be honest, he going to make it right. As they stepped in, I look in the whole Bible, it said they stepped in, they would be what? It didn't matter who it was, poor, rich, or whatever. It said whatsoever disease they had, you know, it would heal. But here comes somebody in verse 5 of chapter 5, you look at it, they've been to step it up a notch. In other words, it's been to be to another level. Because in verse 5 it says, and a certain man was there. Uh-oh. That certain man at one time was sick. That certain man that was there one time had a job. That certain man one time may have had a wife and children, but now he is sick. And he's been that way for quite some time. And I think to myself that no matter how long you've been in that situation you're in, no matter what's been going on in your household that you wanted to be right, no matter what's going on the inside of your body or your mind, because he is a man of living. God, when he get tired and when he get ready, he'll know how to step in.
Oh, somebody ain't hearing me.
He'll know how to step in. And not only will he step in, but he'll show up. And he'll show out. Somebody know what I'm talking about, y'all. Somebody know that they've been in a storm before. You might not have been in a storm recently, but if you could just look back like I look back over my life. And as I begin to remember how that boy came in my house 30-some years ago and pointed a gun at me and wanted to kill me, it backfired and it didn't go off. When I think about how God took me from the streets and pulled me behind the pulpit, can't nobody do it but Jesus. When I think about how God put some nickels in my pockets when I didn't have some nickels, and when people would walk up to me and put $20, $30 in my hand, for what reason, I don't know. I can always say, God is good, because the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? I know y'all ready to go, but I got to tell the goodness of the Lord. Because he said, I want you to preach. And that's what I'm trying to do with his help. So Holy Ghost, have your way. It says a certain man was there with other sick folks. One couldn't talk about the other one because all of them there is sick. Even though there were some poor folks there, they couldn't talk about the rich. And there were some rich folks there, they couldn't talk about the poor. They all was in the same cahoosh together. What I'm trying to say is, even in today's world, nobody can talk about nobody because we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But through the grace of God, he said, I'll forgive your sins. Because he said in Romans 10, 9, and 10, then thou confess the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Ain't God good? Oh, Lord. Certain man that had been sick. It says a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. Now what that infirmity was, I don't know. But I know it hindered him from doing what he wanted to do in everyday life. And you know, sometimes some people have to get their legs amputated, and some people have to get their arms amputated, and some people have to get their toes amputated, because the doctor said, well, if you don't get it cut off, or this cut off, it'll spread all over your body because you got diabetes and all these other things. But I heard Jesus say, it is better that you cut one arm off or cut one leg off going into the kingdom of heaven than to have all of it going to hell. Ain't God all right? Or stretch out of God, all right. But look what he says, this one trying to get to verse 6, he says, when Jesus saw him, the Bible says, and knew. Somebody say, he knows my upsets.
Uh-huh.
He knows my weakness.
Uh-huh.
He knows my pain. He know I might have a child out there in the streets. And chill, he don't want to come home. I know they're out there doing some things they don't have no business doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But tell yourself, he knows. Just know. Tell yourself, he not only knows, but he going to fix it when he gets ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's able to make these stones break. He's able to make any gray sky blue. He's able, not only that, but to put a smile on your face, even though your tears are running down your face. And Lord, where is my child? Where is my husband? Where is my brother? Where is my son? Where is my keeper? Well, I'm so off, but I'm...
Yeah.
I know. That you know where he is. And I know that you will step in sooner or later. But you gotta tell God something. Now, Lord, I need you to just hold my mind together. Because I might lose my mind. Because I love my child, or I love my sister, I love whatever it is. I need you to not only be a mind regulator, but I need you to guide my footsteps. You said in your word that I'll be a light unto that path. That you said in your word, and a lamp unto your feet. You said in your word, if I'm for you, who can be against you? You said in your word, as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the good thing that the Lord had brought to them. Ain't God all right? Let's not hold you too long. As I look in the book called the Holy Book, God's word says he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, will thou, in other words, he asked him a question, don't you want to be made whole? He asked us this morning, do you want to come out of your situation? Do you want me to come into your home? Do you want me to come into your house? Because I told you, I knock at the door. And if any man thirsts, I come in and sit with him and him with me. I die. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want?
Yeah. Come on.
Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
Oh, shut y'all no problem.
Yeah.
Because when I think about the goodness of the Lord, when I think about how he saved me from going to hell, when I think about how he saved you from going to hell, I can say, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil. I heard David say, when the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? Ain't God on? Somebody know he's on, because I heard in his word, he says that I'm God, and besides me, there is no one. I look in the mountain, and Jesus done showed up at the pool of the desert. And every time Jesus shows up, things start to happen. Even demons tremble at his presence. Y'all not hear me? This is a holy thing I'm talking about. Demons tremble at Jesus' presence. I heard the demons say, we know who thou art. Thou art the Holy One of Israel. The one that came to set the captives free. We were there when you told your daddy, said, Daddy, I need you to prepare a body. And I go down there and I go and live and suffer and die that you can save a dying world. Gone right. I can tell you that he's all right, because I know that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I'd be headed straight to him. But he stepped in, we told his dad, say, I saved an old child like Eugene, a dope seller, a wine builder, a friend of publicans and sinners. He sold dope, but I went to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded inside. And I know that I heard the Lord, the voice of Jesus, told me, do you preach my word? I'll be with you, Lord, always. And that's been 30-some years ago. I'm still running for the Lord. I'm still telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Y'all ain't hear me. The Lord is my shepherd. The scripture I sent out this morning. And I shall not want. As I look back in the text says, when Jesus asked him, do you want to be made whole? The boy says, every time I try. So I say, every time I tried to step in the water, I was so in bad shape, I couldn't get in. Somebody stepped in before me. Jesus says, I didn't ask you then. I asked you that, do you want to be made whole? Ain't gone. Ain't gone. Ain't gone. He got power to make your enemy leave you alone. He got power to make the devil say, I got to leave him alone. Because something about that woman, something about that man, I just can't figure it out. Because I know Jesus says, a royal priesthood, a peculiar person, set apart, brought, and took and put, I say, and took and put into this marvelous light. Sometimes I get weak, and you get weak, but he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Every now and then, I have to call down and say, Lord, here I am, standing in the need of a blessing. You told me a long time ago, go on, Eugene, and run on and see what the end gonna be. If I'm praying, who can be against you?
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deep